chickens and owls
the other day. Yeah.
The owl will knock the chicken off the tree.
Yeah.
What kind of owls do you have around here?
Well, them was what we'd call a hoot owl.
Big ones, huh?
You betcha.
Do you have those little ones?
No, you're talking about hawks now.
No, not just smaller owls.
There's a smaller owl.
There's a smaller owl than a hoot owl. But
I don't know what his name is.
They certainly make a terrible noise, don't they?
They're little fellows. They'll come close to the house at night. I mean, you live in the country. Oh. Light on something and they pop their bills considerably. Hmm. The big hoot owl is the only one to ever give us any trouble and lose on the farm. And the blue darter hawk, he's got a jigging chicken spur. They get them baby chicks. Then we have what's called a field hog. He feasts mostly on rabbits and birds, quail. That blue darter will come and light close to your house, and he's very shy. And when he gets them chickens, they feed out to where he can just sail down there, and he can fly like a quail nearly. They just drop there and grab them chicken, and away they go. That's what we call a blue darter. He's a little blue. The other one's a big gray hawk.
Is that blue darter getting very big?
No, he's not nothing like as large as field hawks.
Wings spread out?
I'd say, well, when he's spread out, they're that wide.
You used to shoot them, huh?
Lord, when we get a chance, lay for them.
I bet they're hard on quail, too.
Oh, Lord. I don't understand it. When we was first farming, we was bothered a heap with crows. They do you damage in your garden and they pull up your corn just as it's peeping. It might sprout and come out of the ground and the ground not be tight. Well, they go down there and get that kernel of corn. Pull him up, that's what they're after. And they learn, they're stronger in the bill than you might guess. How I do, sir?
I don't know.
English teacher out of Stillwater.
Now you've done it. You know, all I have to do is say I'm an English teacher and I can scare people.
Yeah.
Oh boy, they just run and hide and won't say a word. Go to a party or something?
I might ought to do that. I'm so dumb.
Yeah. He's been having your grandpa over. I think he's got one of them.
I'm wore out one third of that machine.
Do you have those birds around here that peck holes in trees?
Yeah.
They're after grubs, aren't they?
Well, they'll finally drill out that hole big enough to go in there if it's holler. They don't make no hole on a solid tree if it's holler. They'll drill through there, and then if they want to go in, they go in. Makes them a house. We call them peckerwoods.
Do you have any different kinds of those, or?
Well,
we have what we call a red here, but
now he'll have a time connecting together what we've told him or what I've told him in the last 3 or 4 days. You got to whet that all out and make something out of it. And what he makes, that's imagination of mine now. And what he makes out of what I've told him, I'd love to see it.
Well, what will it be? It'll come out in a